with placements of two cats in November of 2019 and has grown into a workforce of nearly 200 cats and different jobs and placements in our region.
Incredible. And when you think about what cats are really good at, if you have a house cat, you likely know this already. Cats can easily find mice and other rodents. It's quite easy for cats to detect all sorts of things. So if you have a barn or a farm, it might be the perfect place, a business, to have a cat working. You can take care of the cat, but a little less like a pet, since these particular cats are more interested in working than living a life of luxury. They get a chance to work and to also have an environment that's much healthier than a shelter for their own mental health, right, and physical health.
Exactly, yeah.
What a great idea. Years ago, I was in a very modern electronics manufacturer. The facility was in Cleveland, Ohio. They were in an old building, and they had cats that lived in the building, and they were there to help spot bugs and also mice. And they did a great job. They were really considered important parts of the facility there.
Yeah, they really do help out with rodent control, and some of them turn into nice little pets once in a while, but not too often. But they're really good at rodent control and keeping little bugs away, and sometimes other cats away as well, because there's cats living there at their territory. So.
Now, how can somebody who's listening apply to house a cat and make the determination that a working cat might be a good match?
They can visit our website, humaneanimalrescue.org, and search for working cats. And there's a whole page that gives them information on working cats, and then there's an application at the bottom. Or they can come into the shelter at the East End address, and I'll be able to help them there.
Excellent. And I don't know if people might be might know of a cat they want to bring in for this program. I imagine most of these cats might be adoptions that didn't go so well, or maybe even feral cats. But I suspect there's no shortage of cats that you would like to place. Is that correct?
Well, it goes through waves. It depends on the time of year. Like, the amount of working cats we have in place in the wintertime is much significantly lower than the cats we place through the spring, summer, and fall. So it just really depends on the time of year. Right now, we have more applicants than we do cats, but eventually it'll flip-flop, and then we'll be able to have, usually it's about one application comes in, and then there's two cats. And then by the time the next application comes in, there's two more cats to go with them. So it's not like too often that we're waiting for cats to come in, but during the wintertime, it's usually the slow period.
Well, I'm thrilled that you're able to do this program, Ryan. And can you mention the website address again in the event people want to know more?
Yes, it's humaneanimalrescue.org.
Thank you so much for being with us. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you guys covered things.
Excellent. Ryan, thanks so much, and best wishes with the program.
You guys too. Have a great day.
That's Ryan Bridges from Humane Animal Rescue. What a good idea. It's the kind of idea you wonder, why didn't anybody think of this years ago, a working cats program? Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. You'll be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, hold, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. I want a bag of crunchy, crunchy potato chips. Crunch, crunchy, crunchy. I crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips. Crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. All those potato, potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chippo. Crunch, crunch, don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
Slim Galliard and his Baker's Dozen. Three, seven. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and coming up, the Soundhound is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Get ready, he's about to be released.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's SPACIAL audio.com.
Thank you.
Just a minute, Soundhound. I need to issue a couple important announcements. One of them is I hope you'll consider joining Ricky and me at the Empty Bowls Dinner, which is tomorrow, benefiting Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and Just Harvest. We'll be on hand for the event. It starts at 1 o'clock and wraps up around 8 o'clock tomorrow. More information at justharvest.org. Secondly, we have summer camps at SLB, and you are invited to let a middle or high school student know that these one-of-a-kind experiences are available at our Youth Media Center. If you know of a parent of a middle or high school student or a student, or maybe you are either of those, we hope you'll join us. We have four different week-long camps taking place covering podcasting, audio journalism, songwriting, and more. Complete descriptions and registration information at slbradio.org. Summer Camps 2024. And I see the Soundhound is here. Thank you, boy. Each week, the Soundhound brings us one particular sound. And the goal is for you to identify the sound that he found. By the way, good morning to Simon and Desi and your family. We have your request coming up next. Thank you for being with us. Let me try to get hold of the sound right now. Got it. Here, now, are you ready? Here's this morning's sound. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. Once again. Good luck. And we'll give the Soundhound something to eat as we listen to Phil Harris.
While I was walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, oh, I discovered a... Right before my eyes, I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Oh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Oh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that. And don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing. He was a desperate man. But when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of the, no matter what you do.
Saturday Light Brigade classic, Phil Harris and the Thing. That's a song that we've been playing for many, 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 many years. And we're continuing with the Soundhound puzzle, and I'm glad you're playing along. I'm going to give you a little bit more of the clue in a moment. 412-200-5975 as the phones are ringing for me and my gal. Caden thinks it's water draining, specifically a toilet flushing. It does sound like that. Annie, Caden's mom, says it might be reaching into a tub or sink and pulling out the drain plug. I can hear that, too. And it's not that. And I'm glad you enjoyed hearing the Thing, Annie. John in Carrick thinks it might be a washing machine. And Drew has a guess of walking in a puddle or a thing floating down the river. It's not that. Jim thought it might be splashing in the tub. Gail also hears the tub. Mike thought I might have dropped a microphone into the water. I need to give you a little bit more of this sound to help you with it. Water is definitely part of things here. So let's see if this additional clue helps. And I'll give you another hint in a moment. Jack thinks it's the sound of water leaving an upside-down cup once you pull it above the surface of the water, if you know what he means. let me be sure I understand this. I think I know what he means. This is by way of tie. The sound of water leaving an upside cup once you pulled a... Oh, I get it. You've got a cup underneath the water turned right side up, and then you pull it up above the surface of the water. It does sound like it could be that, and actually, it kind of is that sort of noise. Jim in Crafton Heights just got the correct answer. Well done. And Mary says it could be somebody taking a week, or Tom, I'm sorry. I have Tom and Mary listed together here, but it's Tom with the email. Somebody taking their Saturday night weekly bath in a metal tub. It's not that. Lines are ringing. Hang on if we haven't picked up your phone yet at 412-200-5975. It's not the Allegheny River flooding. That's from Bruce. That's a great guess. It is something that could be associated with the Allegheny River or just about any river. Annie, you're on the right track. You're so close. We're going to give you a Saturday Light Brigade charge, as well as Caden. Jim thinks it could be waves breaking on the shore. It's not that. Turkey City Arn just got the exact correct answer, as did John and Addie in East Deer. So many answers coming in, and thank you for playing along with us. Drew thinks it could be the sound of swimming. It's not the sound of swimming. Stu says it sounds like pulling a fish out and dropping it in a bucket. And Rich in Edinburgh just proved that the puzzle is indeed solvable. Let me give you a little bit more of the sound now. That helps a lot, doesn't it? And with the heavy weather we had this week, it could sound like possibly bucketing out your basement. I hope that's not a sound you're familiar with and heard firsthand this week. Guesses continue to come in. Drew just got the correct answer. Well done, Drew. And Ty just got it too, listening along with Jack. And John in Economy Borough just got the correct answer, as did John and Carrick. I think that last little bit helped. Bill in Homer City got the answer correct. Ricky had a guess of a slop bucket before I told her the answer. Brian thought it might be scuba diving, swimming, a fishing line. Bill thought it might be a water fountain. Carla thought it might be hand washing clothes. And we're going to have the correct answer coming up in just a moment. 412-200-5975. We have a good game going here this morning. As we look for you to solve the Sound Hound puzzle, and in just a moment, we'll have the correct answer. Thank you for playing along. It's a lot of fun to have your company this morning here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And let's see... We have Carla and Brian interested in joining us on the radio, and we'll start with Brian. Hey. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Larry?
It's going okay. Thank you.
I'm doing great too. It's very cold out right now, but I got a guess, and that's paddling down the river.
Indeed, it is paddling. Specifically, it's the sound of a canoe, so well
I've
done.
I've done that once, and that's a lot of arm work to do.
It is a lot of arm work. You have to know all your strokes, and if you do it extremely well, you know, you can do it in such a way that it won't be too much work, but that's it. And you got it. Today's the first day of trout season, I understand.
I heard.
So
I used to, as a kid, go fly fishing with my dad all the time.
Oh, that now what would you do with any fish you caught?
We would throw them back.
Yeah, that's what we typically did too. Although we like to eat fish, I don't think we really wanted to do, you know, all the cleaning and that kind of stuff.
Exactly, but. Plus, we would go to Slippery Rock Creek and do it all the time, too. And the fish there were very small. I got a funny story. One time when I was 8 years old doing fly fishing with my dad, he left me alone, okay, and he helped me cast out. And I was holding the fishing pole, and I was like, Dad, I feel a tug. And he was like, no, it's just the water. And guess what I did? I caught a fish.
Oh, wow.
On my own.
That's I understand. That's the kind of thing that happens to me. Well done, Brian. I hope you have a good weekend. Take care.
Hey, you be awesome, and don't forget it's also opening weekend for the Pirates, and I hope they win this year too.
Indeed. Yeah, they're so far 5-2, right? Not so bad.
Yes, they are. And the Penguins game's today, too, and I hope we beat Tampa Bay this afternoon, too.
Thanks, Brian. We're going to make you our sportscaster. Brian has got all the info we need to know. Shame about the opener last night, but hopefully the Bucks will get a hometown win this weekend, at least one. Carla, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing today?
I'm feeling great this morning. It's nice to be relatively dry. And, you know, I didn't think, I was thinking trout season more than I was thinking how rainy it's been when
yes.
we chose this sound.
Yes.
You came up with it as well. What did you think this was?
Well, it's, you know, rowing a boat or a canoe with oars or paddles. And my brother has a canoe. I just visited him in Alabama last year. And we did that. And we had to do some portaging. I didn't care for the portaging, but I liked that. You know, I like the rowing. And we even got into an underwater cave, which I love caves. That's what I really like is caving.
An underwater cave. That had to
be. We didn't go in too far because it wouldn't have been safe. But we went. We actually took the canoe in.
Wow, that had to be a lot of fun, sort of going, was it a one-way tunnel kind of thing you had to turn around?
Actually, it was pretty wide. Well, we actually rode backwards to get out. I said, well, we can't turn this thing around. I said, Tom, what would happen if we rode backwards? And so we did.
Wow.
It's hard to explain how to do that, but we did that. It also reminds me of the time I went whitewater rafting and down the Nantahala River, and that's one that was terrifying. But this guy in the raft next to us kept on wiping out. We didn't, but his head kept on landing in my lap, and I said, "Sir, if you do that again, we're going to have to get married." And sure enough, he did it again. I said, "Okay, name the date." He says, "Can't do, no, can't do. I'm already married." I said, "Oh, too bad." But I remember I was terrified, and I was trying to keep my mind off of being terrified. And so there was a Chinese man on there with me, and I can count in several different languages. And we would take turns counting in different languages as we, you know, as you have to keep a rhythm about it.
Oh, and, yes.
He taught me how to do it in Chinese, and then I was doing it in Spanish and French and German and Latin and Italian, you know. So...
Oh, I'm glad those memories shook loose, as you called this morning. Well, thank you, and congratulations on identifying the sound, and hello to Sparky.
Yeah, Sparky didn't know that. He didn't know that because I don't let him near the water. I don't take him, you know, rafting or sailing because I don't think it's safe, and he doesn't know how to swim. So,
well,
you know.
That's a good way to be.
So he didn't help me on this one. That's why it took me a couple of guesses to do that. And thank you for identifying that thing by Phil Harris. You know, I like to perform that when I do little interactive shows at rest homes and things like that. And now, so I have them clap when that thing comes. And I said, I have no idea what the name of this song is, but we're going to do it. Now you gave me the name of the song.
Yes, The Thing. It's a great, great song from Phil Harris.
And that was also the name of a Volkswagen that was out around 1975.
Oh, yeah, the Volkswagen Thing. I forgot about that.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Carla.
Thank you. You take care.
You too. And Simon, listening with Dad Dom, Dad Dom and Desi, they wanted to hear The Thing, and they also came up with washing dishes, a water cooler, or swimming as a guess. And let me identify some other brigadiers I didn't mention. Dan and Clarion thought it might be a fish eating flies. Caden and Annie came up with canoeing or rowing, which is what the sound was. Jim in Blackridge came up with a Turkey City Arn, said the best sound ever on an early morning would be canoeing. Mike and Mars knew that it was paddling a canoe. Linda and Collier, half of the dynamic duo, got the correct answer, as did Drew, as does Ty and Valencia, listening with Jack and John in Economy Borough, and John and Carrick coming up with the correct answer. Rich in Edinburgh was among the first to get it. And also, I think John and Addie of East Deer got the correct answer as well. And Jim in Crafton Heights has it. Boy, there are a lot of correct answers that came in. And now I think I've identified all of them as I look through the correct answer. So a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you knew that we were looking for the sound of a canoe. We also accepted rowboat. There it is. as we make those rowing strokes. And here's John Hartford with some music to paddle by here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Ship with a flag of true blue, and it took us in tow in our country canoe. Sing and row away, row o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our country canoe. Sing and row away, row o'er the waters so blue, like a feather we'll float in our country canoe.
That is John Hartford at the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday Light Brigade charge to you once again, if you were able to come up with the sound of a canoe or a rowboat being paddled along. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Some of these days, You'll miss me, honey, some of these days. You're gonna be so lonely. You'll miss my hugging. You'll miss my kissing. You'll be so sorry, babe, when I'm away. Now you're gonna be lonely, just for me only. Cause you know, honey, that you had your way. And when you leave me, you know it'll grieve me. You're gonna miss your dad, daddy, some of these days.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Jeff Healey with Some of These Days. And in a moment, we're going to talk about a play called Apis, which is the next play in the New Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series. Lindsay Gornson is with us, and we'll get a chance to learn more about that production shortly.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's readers' photo contest, insider polls, letters to the editor, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter is available at northsidechronicle.com.
Stu in McCandless writes, we were talking about the Volkswagen automobile known as the Thing during our past half hour. He writes that it actually could run on cola. That's what he said officially. And that's because everybody knew back then things go better with Coke. That groan belongs to Stu, not me. Quick note that you can learn more about SLB Radio summer camps, week-long summer camps for middle school students and high school students. The schedule and registration information is available at slbradio.org/summercamps2024. Now, it's a pleasure to welcome Lindsay Gornson this morning. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. I'm fine, and thank you. Lindsay is the person behind the play APIS. APIS is at the New Hazlett Theater. It opens up on April 18th, not this coming Thursday, but the Thursday after that, and then also runs the following Friday. I'd like to learn a little bit about you. First, where are you from? And tell me a little bit about your life.
I am from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. My family moved around a lot, so I've been all over the West. I went to school in Colorado and then spent the last 10 years in New York City working as a performer, and then moved to Nashville and Pittsburgh. So.
And you, I was going to say, how did you end up in Pittsburgh, of all places?
My spouse and I were looking for a city. They work in technology, and I work in the arts. And we were looking for a city that we could afford, which is a very short list.
Well, after I would imagine, well, I was going to say, are we cheaper than Jackson, Wyoming?
Yes, considerably.
It probably is tough with what's we think of that as a rural place, but probably the cost of food and everything is sky high. I'm gathering you are an actor. What were some of the works you were doing in New York City?
Yeah, my work spanned everything from theater and commercial to film. I did a lot of independent movies, including some horror movies, which was the bulk of my work as I lived in New York.
Now, APIS is a play. Did you write it?
I did.
And are you acting in it as well?
I am not acting in it. This is the first full-length play that I have ever written on my own. I did have an incredible amount of support from my dramaturg, T.J. Young. But, yeah, this is the first play I've ever written, so I figured I'd focus on that and the puppetry construction, which is a huge component of the show.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
I certainly want to know about the puppetry, but let's talk about the play first. Can you give us the basic storyline?
Yeah. So APIS is about a female-identifying human who is working in an underground food market, and they're pretty happy with their life until they are visited by the last creature on Earth, which is a blue orchid bee from the future. And they have traveled through time to ask for help to change their story. And APIS has to decide if they're happy just in the comfort of their life or if they'd like to step into the future with Bob, which is the name of the blue orchid bee.
Interesting. So the blue orchid bee comes back in time to try to change his present.
Yeah.
And are these puppets?
Yeah. So there is only one human in the play. And then there are five or six puppets. So one of the things that I am exploring is scale. Size and scale, and people feeling, I know I have felt very small and not able to help with how horrible the world is at the moment. So we have a small orchid bee that's probably about 12 inches tall. We have a 4-foot tall Allegheny mound ant and a co-worker of APIS's at the factory, which is named Niftybot, and an underground food seller named Notbot.
This play sounds like it works on a lot of different levels, depending on how you choose to take it in. Do you think families with young children can see it?
Yeah, that's a great question, you know, and it's a question that I have been getting a lot because of the puppetry component. I never want to tell someone they can or can't bring their children to something, but this is about, extinction,
yeah,
but fun.
Well, it sounds perhaps PG is appropriate. It's probably not a play for you if you're under, say, 7 or 8. I'm just guessing because some of the scenes might be a little longer. But it does sound like it works on different levels, such as you might be entertained by the story itself, or you might be spurred into thinking rather deeply about the environment or about the human condition if you're catching it on that level. Have you been thinking? Well, a couple questions. Have you worked with puppets before? I would imagine you have.
Yes, I have worked with puppets before as a performer. My interest in building puppetry and fabrication actually started during the pandemic. I live in Swissvale, and we always have a lot of Halloween trick-or-treaters. And I decided that first year of the pandemic, I was going to build a giant 8-foot-tall backpack troll puppet for my neighborhood.
8 feet, wow.
Yeah, so that's how my interest in puppetry, my official interest in puppetry fabrication began. And then I've made miniatures, and it just started to take off, and I really love it.
I don't even know how you would make an it's fabric?
Didn't know how to make it either. No, it was actually made all out of pandemic garbage. So we had a lot of wine boxes and plastic plant containers and things like that. That's what I made it out of.
And where did you install it?
I actually wore it. So I walked around through the streets of Swissvale on Halloween, myself and my partner, walked around to entertain the neighborhood.
That's great. Have you met puppeteer Cheryl Capizzuti?
I have not had the great fortune to meet her yet, but her name always comes up when we talk about puppetry.
I'm sure it does. And she has made lots of life-size and larger puppets and of a different style. It would be fun to get them together. What kind of reactions did you have as you were walking around Swissvale?
I think most people are just really, well, a lot of the kids were scared. It's a very large puppet. And then I think everybody just wanted to touch it and understand how it was built, which is kind of the exciting part of puppetry, I think.
Now, what's the experience been like? This is your first full-length play. It's called Apis, by the way. It's at the New Hazlett Theater Community Supported Art Performance Series, a terrific series that brings new playwrights and artists into the beautiful historic theater setting at the New Hazlett. What's it been like to bring this to life? I'm sure you're in the thick of it right now.
We are very much in the thick of it. But I'm glad you brought up the New Hazlett Theater, because what an incredible asset to the arts in Pittsburgh. The historic building is so beautiful, and the way it's been updated, it's just a state-of-the-art facility. And so as we're developing these, working on this, we get to explore just those things that are the New Hazlett has available to its artists, which is really exciting. Right now we are in the thick of things, as you say, and I'm just really exploring the puppetry magic. One of the big components is the puppetry of the blue orchid bee is in quarter scale miniature and will be filmed and projected behind the playing space.
Oh.
So we're working with the video component right now and trying to figure out how that can bring us deeper into Bob's life.
That's got to be challenge. What has surprised you about bringing this work to life? Any things you've had to do that you didn't expect, or any feelings as you see it coming to life that you maybe weren't expecting?
Mm. You know, one of the components that is always a challenge is over 75% of the show is reclaimed materials. And so that always creates, that's something that I, a mission that I personally have, is creating work with high emotional impact but low environmental impact. And so that always has its unique challenges. For instance, we have costume designers, Louise and Sarah Silk, who are creating all reclaimed costumes. So those are made out of the bottoms of T-shirts. So I think the challenge with that is always going to be finding those pieces. It takes more time to disassemble and reassemble things, and just figuring out how that fits within the normal rehearsal process.
And seeing your vision come to life, I know It's not there fully yet, but that's got to be pretty exciting if this is, well, since this is your first play.
Exciting or terrifying? They're very similar emotions.
What makes it terrifying?
I'm used to being, my background is in performing, and I'm used to having other people's words to say. It's a little scary having my own being put out there in such a public way, and I just hope that people are have a good time and find joy and have something to talk about.
That's a good observation. Do you feel, I think I know the answer to this, but you probably feel more in control as an actor, or maybe not.
That's a really interesting question and something that I have been thinking a lot about. It's so different to be somebody who voices a story as opposed to somebody who builds or creates a world. There are so many challenges to that, and I think that I'm really lucky in that I have a background not only in theater performance but also in film. So I bring a lot of that to this.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that too. If you're, as an actor, you're controlling the delivery to an extent, but you are limited to the words that the writer and the directions that the director has given you. As a writer, you've got a certain kind of control, but the actors are not puppets. Maybe the puppets are puppets. You can't control every bit of it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a great play. Is there anything else you'd like to add about it?
Yeah, or? You know, I'm so glad you brought up the performers because the cast that we have is really small but really profound. We've got I'm incredibly excited to have Jelena McLaren as Apis. I worked with her before on Morning Reckoning from last year. And I have two puppet operators that are in the community so much, working so much, D.T. Burns and Rory Janney. And D.T. has been instrumental in the development and fabrication of these puppets, and I couldn't do any of this without all three of them.
Excellent. Well, Apis opens April 18th at 8 o'clock at the New Hazlett Theater on the north side, just above and about 500 feet away from our studios. And then it runs the next day, April 19th at 10 o'clock and again at 8 o'clock. You can get additional details at newhazlettheater.org. It's been so wonderful to have you here this morning. And Lindsay Goranson is who you've been listening to. Anything else we should mention?
No, I just want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure. I'm a huge fan.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And look for Lindsay's play. It sounds like a great one, doesn't it? NewHazlettTheater.org. It's called Apis. Are going to give you a quick chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Are you ready? Our afterthoughts puzzle this morning. What one word naturally follows? Bed, hand, and off. Bed, hand, and off. One word follows those three, and we invite you to come up with that one word right now. You can reach us at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. One word can follow them: bed, hand, and off. good luck. Here's hoping we'll hear from you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-7-527-234. We'll celebrate birthdays as well. Before the top of the hour. So stick around for that. Chad Green of our staff, our technical director, thought the answer might be Set. By the way, that's Sierra Hall and Black River here at the Saturday Light Brigade from her album Weighted Mind. And there are not too many possibilities in terms of additional clues to give you. Bed set, handset, offset. Set is not the answer, although that fits. Main would be another one. Dust Bowl Jack thought of time. Main would be another clue, or watch is another clue. Did you come up with the word we were looking for? There are a few people who indeed did, and allow me to share those with you right now. Yvonne, she came up with rail. Bed, rail, hand, rail. That's actually quite good. Bed rail, handrail, and off the rails is an off rail. That's worthy of a Saturday Light Brigade charge. That's a good alternative. Annie and Caden both came up with the word we were looking for, spring.
I was under the snow when spring sprang. Spring sprang.
John in Economy Borough got it.
Cooking not raw as I finally thaw. And spring, spring sprang.
Spring
sprung.
Sprung. Yay!
I was feeling so old then spring sprang. Spring sprang.
Spring sprung.
Yeah, I was starting to schlep. Now there's pep in my step because spring,
spring
sprang,
sprang,
sprung,
sprung.
And everybody loves the longer days and the flowers making sense. I'm exuberantly in a haze now that spring sprang,
spring sprang.
I was hoping you'd call, then ring, rang. Off that frown, why not go paint the town now that spring,
spring
sprang,
spring sprung.
Spring sprang, spring sprang, spring sprang, spring sprang, spring sprang, spring sprang, spring sprang. So I'm singing
off spring hand, spring and bed spring. You could add watch string and main spring. Watch spring.
Spring, sprang, sprung.
Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer.
Spring, sprang, spring, sprang, spring, sprang.
That was Julie Gold. And now it's time to celebrate birthdays. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, happy birthday to Tom in Ford City from wife Janice, daughter Jill, Alan of North Huntington from Peggy. Also today, Yorma of Strabane from Mom, Dad, Nico, and Jake, Hillary of Upper St. Clair, Brandon Maxwell, Markowitz, happy birthday to you, Gary from Diane and Steven, Scott from Sally and Johanna. Also on April 6th, we have Jackson from Madeline and family, Meredith of Marshall Township from Mom, Dad, and Isabel, and Henry from Jason, Sally, and all of your family. Tomorrow, Bernie of Newcastle, Kimberly of the North Hills from Jeff, Milo of the South Side from Isabel, Mama, and Poppy, Stephen of Springdale from Laura and Hannah, and happy anniversary, Jim and Betsy, on April 7th. On April 8th, we have Kara from Kathy and Rob, Julian from Mom, Dad, and Brother Evan, Nellie of North Huntington, Eileen of McMurray from Mom, Dad, Sean, and Kaylin. On April 9th, Madeline of Squirrel Hill, Dr. Cliff of Moon Township, and Jake of Beachview from Nikki. On April 10th, Sean of Brentwood from Mom and Dad and Cody, Beth of Banksville from Jim and family, Mike from Sally, Angie of Mars from Alexandra, Nicholas, and Michael, Hunter of Upper St. Clair from Mom, Dad, and Tanner. Also on April 10th, Mariella from Stephanie and Lloyd, and Sam of Grove City from your family. Happy birthday on April 11th to Jolene of Butler, from Chris, Will, and Finn, Bill from David, John, Teresa, and family, Jaden of West Deer, from Cassie of Verona, Eileen from Ann Claire and family, Dawn of North for Sales from Ariel, Candy from Brent, and happy anniversary to Dick and Judy of Butler from daughter Megan. Samuel of Evan City, your family wishes you a happy April 12th birthday. Happy birthday as well to Ian. Wiley of Lawrenceville, your mom wishes you a happy birthday. Julie of Brookline, happy birthday to you. The first of a couple sets of twins. Ruth in West Mifflin wishes you a happy birthday, Julie. John in South Fayette from wife Natalie. Genevieve in Washington from Nellie. Karen from nephews Leland and John, Aaron from the whole Reckless family, and the other set of twins, Martha of Baldwin, from your twin brother, Richard of Edinburgh, and Richard of Edinburgh from your twin sister, Martha of Baldwin, both born April 12th.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's address and we will make sure they receive an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand-delivered by a United States government employee. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, Mountain Streams Radio.org. And slbradio.org/radio.
Made a decision in the morning as I was shaving my face. Made a decision in the morning, I'm going back to that place. I look the manager in the eye, I'm huffing, puffing, looking mean. Don't make me go home hungry, don't make me cause a big scene. I'm going back to that buffet, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet, leaving right away. A cha-cha with an enchilada, I load a lot of lima beans. Let's grab an omelet with some pasta, let's grab some oranges and greens. I pour some syrup on my veggies, I sprinkle bacon on my fruit. I want a lot of food to choose from, don't need my plate to look cute. Alright, sing it with me now, ready? I'm going back to that buffet. Oh, mister, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet. Time to grab a tray.
Oh, man, look at all these choices. Oh, look at this. They got fruit, they got meat, they got salad, cheese. Hey, what did you get? Just gravy. You just got a big plate full of eggs? Nothing else? Oh, is it, what is that, grape jam? Good call. Chocolate on the turkey, that's gross. Is that meat? What kind of meat is that? I don't know either. They have that here? Did you bring that? I don't think you can take that whole tray of salmon. Yeah, no, just take one or two. Yeah, put that back, man. The bagels, they're next to the blintzes, right by the croissants, but for the rolls. Oh, you got tater tots. Nice.
Made a decision in the morning, whoa, as I was saying before. Whoa, made a decision in the morning, whoa, don't want to be hungry no more. Whoa, now here I am at this buffet, my food is stacked a mile high. Made a decision in the morning, it's time to jump back into line. I'm going back to that buffet. Oh, please don't turn me away. I'm going back to that buffet. Just look at that display. I'm going
don't turn me away.
Please don't turn
I'm
me
going
away.
Back to